my kids, all they see is light chews from the shop and having that, you know, on display at the shopping centres, and never really see the light chew from a tree. That connection there, I think it's nice to have that. I mean, a lot of kids these days, you know, they eat fruit and vegetable, they don't really know where it came from.
Han and her three sons are a long way from their home in Sydney's western suburbs. They've travelled to Coffs Harbour on the mid-north coast of New South Wales to pick bright red lychee fruit fresh off the trees. It's part of their special preparations for their Lunar New Year celebrations. It's also a chance to show their children where the fruit comes from.
As soon as we drove into the driveway and seen the lychee, they get so excited and they go, oh look, there's lychees from a tree and you can actually see it. You know, people just glued to the window just seeing it. And they can't wait, they're getting up, they can't wait to get out and be on the ground and touching and experiencing it. It's nice.
Hello, I'm Michael Kavanagh. Han and her family have travelled here in buses with other members of Sydney's Vietnamese community. It's very much a family affair, with three generations of the one family often coming together for the trip. What will you be doing with the lychees?
We're being at home and sharing with the families and friends and relatives, and it's part of the nice traditional, you know, gift, having to bring it back to the family and giving it to them so they can do the offerings in Lunar New Year, and giving them nice leaves and having the branches there. It's a nice display on the table.
You live in very much suburban Sydney. You're standing here in a farm with the hills behind where there are some banana trees. The lychees themselves are growing here. How different is it? This is your first time, isn't it?
Yes, it is. The fresh air. Seeing just a lot of nature for them to actually be out there and experiencing themselves. I think it's nice, you know, not having to confine to small spaces and having that open space. It's important. I think I like to have them out and doing something for the weekend and getting the most out of it.
How important is it for the community? Because there's grandparents, there's even some great-grandparents here, all picking on the trees.
I think it's nice and having that relationship with the grandchildren, for me as well, just seeing that the connection that they have with their grandparent and working together and having, you know, all that input into bringing this gift home and sharing with everyone else. I think that's really nice.
Ted and Elizabeth Knobloch have been welcoming these Vietnamese tour groups to their Coffs Harbour property for the past 20 years. As the southernmost lychee orchard in Australia, they can successfully tap into the Lunar New Year market.
40 years ago that we first got interested in them, a Chinese fruit merchant from Sydney came up and we had a vacant paddock out in front of the house, and I said, I'm thinking about growing snow peas, can you sell them? And he said, oh yeah, we can sell them, but if you grow them, you'll get a crook back. He said, we can't buy lychees. He said, we just can't get them. He said, why don't you plant lychees? It's just ideal climate. So we looked into it, and some people said we were mad. Others said, yeah, go for it, and we went for it.
Well, you've had two busloads through here this morning, predominantly Vietnamese. How does that operate?
We do it through a Sydney travel agent, and he manages it all. They just pay a fee, an entry fee, and eat what they want. And what they take away, they pay market price for.
How important do you think it is also for people to see and you be able to talk to them about farming in general?
Well, we think we're spreading the word around, I guess, a bit. But, you know, it's like some people don't realise milk comes from cows, you know. They don't expect lychees to come off a tree. I don't know whether they realise that all our fruit comes off something.
Also keen to spread the word about where food comes from is Tony Pack. He's been organising these lychee bus tours for Vietnamese families for the past 20 years.
So when they arrive here, they see the farm. They're very happy to see the farm. When they grow up, maybe some people, they grow up in the city, they never see the farm, they never see the forest. So I bring them to see the nature. So I will let them know the farmer is work very hard to get a food. So you have to respect. When you eat, you have to think the farm. Not say the money I buy and I eat too easy when you see in the city. But when you see the farm, they work hard, how they grow, how they food, I explain to them. They get very happy when they see the food on the tree. When they pick up, they feel all they like the first time they can see the lychee on the tree.